Hey there, folks. Governor Evers here. Just a few weeks ago here, a deadly, heartbreaking school shooting at Abundant Life Christian School in Madison shocked our state, taking the lives of two, injuring six others, and affecting countless more. As a father, grandfather, and as governor, it is unthinkable that a kid and an educator woke up and went to school that morning and never came home. This should never happen. Not to any kid, not to any educator, not to any person or family, not in the state or anywhere else in this country. I've said from the beginning that I would never accept gun violence as a foregone reality or stop working to change it. That's why this week I announced I'll be proposing common sense gun safety reform efforts in our next budget to help address crime, reduce gun violence, and keep our kids, schools, and communities safe. I also signed an executive order this week creating a statewide Office of Violence Prevention. Our statewide Office of Violence Prevention will work with local partners, including law enforcement agencies, nonprofits, school districts, local governments, and even gun shop owners and firearm dealers to support violence prevention efforts and reduce gun violence across Wisconsin. I'm directing $10 million to make sure the statewide Office of Violence Prevention can begin its work immediately and provide grants to support law enforcement investigations, expand suicide prevention and threat assessment programming, promote safe storage and gun buyback programs, and invest in after-school programs to keep kids out of trouble and out of harm's way. Gun violence affects rural and urban areas alike and is a statewide problem with statewide consequences for people and families across our state. This issue has long deserved a comprehensive statewide response. As we begin a new year, preventing crime, gun violence, and preventing violence in all its forms must be a top priority that transcends partisanship, and I am hopeful that these efforts will finally see bipartisan support this legislative session. Thank you.